Saint Joseph Morning Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Joseph, wise ruler of God's earthly household, nearest of all men to the heart of Jesus, be still a father, lovingly providing for us, his brethren. Saint, strongly and manly, chosen by the Father, as trusted guardian of the Son eternal, guide us as once you guided wisdom's footsteps with sure direction. Husband of Mary, loving and beloved, teach us the joy of love so pure and holy, warming our hearts with love for God's own Mother by your example. Saint of the dying, blessed with Mary's presence, in death you rested in the arms of Jesus. Set at our ending, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, come to assist us. The shepherds came quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Alleluia. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The shepherds came quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Alleluia. Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was being said of him, and Simeon gave them his blessing. Alleluia. A canticle from Daniel 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you the clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord. And you all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you the stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord, and you showers and rain, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night-time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightning and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord. Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise forever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise forever. Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marvelled at what was being said of him, and Simeon gave them his blessing. Alleluia. Joseph arose from sleep, and, taking the child and his mother with him, left that night for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand. To deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained, this honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Joseph arose from sleep, and, taking the child and his mother with him, left that night for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. Alleluia. A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 7. Lord, you are God indeed, your words are true, and you have made this fair promise to your servant. Be pleased then to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your presence. For you, Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing the house of your servant will be forever blessed. Responsory: The Lord made him master of his house. The Lord made him master of his house. He constituted him ruler of all he possessed. The Lord made him master of his house. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord made him master of his house. Joseph settled in a town called Nazareth. This was to fulfill the words spoken about Christ by the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Joseph settled in a town called Nazareth. This was to fulfill the words spoken about Christ by the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. Alleluia. Intercessions. Whatever we do or say, let us do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Lord, hear us. As Joseph believed what you had told him and became the guardian of your only son, so may we put our faith in you and receive the fulfillment of your promise. Lord, hear us. Father, give us that faith which gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see. Lord, hear us. Joseph took the child Jesus into his care, loving and accepting him as his own son. May we accept all that God gives us and care for those entrusted to us. Lord, hear us. You have given us authority over the work of your hands and invited us to share in your creation. Help us to accept our responsibility by working for your glory and the good of all people. Lord, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, at the beginning of our salvation, when Mary conceived your Son and brought him forth into the world, you placed them under Joseph's watchful care. May his prayer still help your church to be an equally faithful guardian of your mysteries and a sign of Christ to all mankind. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.